Today is March 13th, 2015. And we had an interesting situation today. The internet was down. I don't know if the fiber optic wire got cut or whatever. That's usually what happens when the construction's going on. But it was down all day. And of course, our telephone's connected to the internet, so we couldn't use the phone either. And I began to feel the frustration and isolation that comes with not being able to communicate with people that you normally communicate with. And then I began thinking about how others are going to feel when the internet is not running, how isolated, fearful, and confused they will be too. That was heavy on my heart when I came to prayer. The Lord began, "It is very important for you to leave behind prepared packets for your loved ones. This thought is not from you, Claire. It's been on my heart, my mind all day, and the communication outage pinpointed it very well. Dear children, if these messages have ministered to you, I would like you to make copies and put them where they will be found by loved ones when you are gone. This is only a precaution because the sites you visit may no longer exist after the rapture. Those in a position of power have made a note of who is a danger to their agendas. When you find something that touches you and gives you an enlarged viewpoint that secures your peace, download it and keep it where it will be found." I asked the Lord, "Should we make CDs or DVDs?" He said, "Whatever is more stable and convenient, even two copies would not be excessive in case something happens to the first. The devils will be in a hurry to destroy anything holy and instructional, so they can isolate those left behind. Well, we do have PDFs available too that can be printed." Yes, printed is best, easy to read and useful when there are power outages and the internet is gone, which it will be for quite some time until facilities are rebuilt. These packages should be accompanied by a very loving letter. Stay away from causing guilt, which will either make them angry or lead them into despair. Be constructive. Be positive. Be hopeful. But most of all, be loving. They know very well they've missed it. You don't have to rub it in. Rather, you need to strengthen them because their knees will barely support them. Leave behind a will of some sort or a list of how things are to be given away, and this will help to prevent arguing. Be fair in the distribution and be especially kind to those who don't deserve your kindness. Your whole attention right now should be on their salvation. I am a loving God. But with my wrath on mankind, it will be difficult to convince many of this. But remember, those I predestined, I also foreknew. Be plain in your speech to forgive them. Ask for forgiveness and recount how you've sinned against them and let them down. Ask for pardon. They will need these graces to cleanse the past and leap into the future. Believe me, it will be a leap, the most difficult transition anyone could ever imagine will be this change, but I will be with them. Encourage them to have soaking or dwelling prayer and to reach out from my hand to grasp. I will lead them skillfully and comfort them lovingly, but they must enter into an approachable prayer. Yes, praying on your knees in supplication is very effective, but much better to have a personal, intimate, holding God's hand relationship. Then all the rest follows naturally. I want them to know that I love them. I'm approachable. I'm with them. They have a future. Whether they die now or live through the tribulation, they still have a beautiful future. I also want them to know that all is not lost. All is not ended. No, their lives are just beginning. And though it is a journey fraught with dangers, it will be deeply rewarding as they draw closer to me, as they see my miracles and experience the depth of my love for them. This is something they've been skating through all their lives and avoiding. But now is the time for them to recognize that I am real, that I do love them, and I am with them. All the things they should have been doing these years, but weren't, will have to be done now in this season. Those who lose their lives shall find them, and those who grasp theirs tightly will lose them. It is a paradox that revolves around faith and trust. Hopefully, the fulfillment of the signs and scriptures from the Bible will turn them 180 degrees around. But sadly, some will choose, in full knowledge of impending consequences, to go ahead their own way. They have lessons to learn, and someday you will see the true depths of their rebellion and fully understand why consequences had to be so dire. Lord, will we ever see what happened during the tribulation? There will come a time for reviews. In other words, you will be shown what is necessary for you to understand. Towards the end, the climax, before we return, you will be shown much and prepared for going back to rule and reign with me. But before any of that, there will be a time of great orientation, training, equipping, and preparing for your stations on earth. What you think of now as unbearable from heaven will look much different in its context. Nonetheless, there will be a honeymoon, and I will not spoil it by bringing in the sufferings of mankind on earth. At that point, I started to have some more questions, like I usually do, and I said, "Forgive me, Lord," because I knew he could read my thoughts. "Go ahead. Every night it is something, but I do understand." Lord, I find it so very difficult to imagine that we won't be able to see and help our families. This is a real sticking point for me. That's because you're too attached and do not understand the road of sanctification each soul must travel. That is why I told you last night you would only get in the way. Do you think your presence in their lives is more useful to them than mine? Oh, no, but I would think that both would be nice. Do you see why I will not allow that? I can only imagine how much trouble I would be if I were with them. Claire, there will be times when you're allowed to touch in with them for courage, but no more than that. I have to do this my way. Lord, I accept your way, but I need to wrap myself around it. Please help me. It's already on the way, and in heaven, my love, you will be a very busy woman indeed. That will help to quell your fears. This may be a silly question, but can the enemy affect your thinking in heaven? No, he's not allowed, and you will experience such freedom in thought in heaven that you'll come to understand the horrendous pressure you are under from the dark forces in your life on earth. So, whatever disordered thinking comes up in heaven is entirely our own? Claire, in heaven there is no disordered thinking, only truth and clarity. It has to be experienced to be believed, so don't even try to imagine it. Okay, I don't want you to fret or worry. Everything is going to unfold very naturally. All has been prepared and made ready for your new life and eternity. Is there anything else, Lord? Tell your listeners there's not much more time left and they need to prepare their packages for their loved ones. And for those who do not have a loved one, make packages up for those around you. Not that you need this kind of incentive, but much grace will be dispensed by thinking of others and preparing them for what is to come. By this act of kindness, you will keep many from the brink of despair, and they will later thank you for being their one point of sanity in all the confusion. Please be faithful. Please prepare. I love you. more tomorrow. I love you too, Lord. Stay close. I am.
Open up your heart. upon his name. No, you'll never be the same. Is it real forever like to win? Please, won't you listen? Please listen.